As with other contributors tonight, I'm conscious that the project itself is subject to a statutory process. However, that doesn't mean that we can't discuss. That doesn't mean we can't discuss the issues, our facts, and outline our positions. And the A5 is an important transport corridor, as others have said, on the island of Ireland, which provides much-needed accessibility to the northwest region as a whole. The importance is recognised in the National Planning Framework and its National Strategic Outcome 2 for enhanced regional accessibility specifically calls for improved access to the northwest, specifying the A5 as one of those routes to be upgraded. But the importance of the A5 upgrade has been long recognised by the Irish Government. That's why the policy support, as restated in the National Planning Framework, also takes the form of financial commitments, both under this Government and previous Governments. These financial commitments have formed a cornerstone of North-South and indeed British-Irish agreements in recent years, including both the Fresh Start Agreement of 2015 and the New Decade New Approach Agreement in 2020. As stated in those agreements, the Government's previously committed a total of £75 million toward the A5, and that commitment still stands. It should be noted that this contribution is in addition to the £22 million already given by the Government between 2009 and 2012 towards early planning and design of the project. At this stage, we all recognise that we don't actually have an approved project, and therefore the finer details of the exact scope of the final project is yet to be determined in some respects. I'm obviously aware that the costs associated, as others have stated, with the project have risen significantly and are now reported at around £1.6 billion. And the overall funding package for this project is presumably the subject of ongoing discussion between relevant Northern authorities and the UK Government, and will no doubt reflect commitments made in New Decade, New Approach and wider discussions. This Government is committed to investing in our shared island, and we look forward to seeing a finalised project with definitive timelines and costs. The Department of Transport and the Department for Infrastructure engage extensively on a range of common issues, and the upgrade of the A5 is one of those issues on which there will be continued engagement in the coming period. As recognised in the motion, Government is investing in the North West in a number of different ways, and the A5, while vitally important, is not the only significant roads project being funded by this Government in the region. Donegal County Council has been developing a significant programme of strategic road improvement projects in the country in recent years. This programme has benefited from CEF funding from the European Commission, with co-funding being provided through the Department of Transport. The programme will see improvements around Ballybuffet, Letterkenny to Manor Cunningham, and importantly Manor Cunningham to Lifford, which of course links in directly with the A5. And I expect to see these projects progress to planning by the end of the year, which will be very welcome and I think a significant step forward for all of the communities involved. In Monaghan, I was delighted to see the Council's success in this year's CEF funding announcement, with €2.3 million being allocated by the Commission towards the N2 Clontibret to the Border project. And as with the Donegal projects, this project is also being match funded by the Department, and the upgrades planned for the N2 will directly link into the upgraded A5 near Auchnacloy. Further south, the N2RD to Castleblaney project is also being funded by the Government, which will see a 32-kilometre long upgraded route serving the northwest and ultimately form part of a much improved transport spine all the way through counties Louth, Monaghan, Tyrone, Derry and Donegal, a true gateway to the northwest, delivering improved accessibility and a much safer motoring environment for all. So Government's commitment to enhancing accessibility to the northwest is clear, and there is an ambitious range of projects at differing stages of development, both north and south, which will, I believe, transform the region for the better in the years ahead. And that commitment is not just based around roads improvements, important as they are. In public transport, funding for new and improved regional bus services under Connecting Ireland is continuing, with improvements planned for counties Cavan, Monaghan and Donegal this year, building on the services rolled out last year. On rail, the All-Ireland Strategic Rail Review will shortly be published for environmental consultation this summer before being presented for government's approval later in the year, and will have significant significant proposals for better connectivity in the Northwest also. On active travel, there are a number of great examples of North-South cooperation and joint funding on a range of projects, including the Ulster Canal Greenway, the Sligo-Enniskillen Greenway, the Carlingford Greenway and the Northwest Greenway. These projects are testament to that close cooperation and extensive engagement between relevant departments that I mentioned earlier in relation to the A5, and demonstrate how both jurisdictions come together to fund projects of a shared interest. All of these investments speak to the importance that this government has placed on our shared island. As stated in the National Development Plan, this government wants to build a more connected, prosperous and sustainable island for all communities and traditions that share the island. The NDP is clear that the A5 project is a strategic investment priority for a more connected island, and notes that the government will work with the Northern Irish Executive to pursue opportunities in public investment, planning and delivery. And I think we all agree on the importance of the A project, and I think we can all agree the importance of ensuring much better accessibility to the Northwest region. And I'd like again to thank those campaigners who've taken the time to travel to Dublin today to set out their concerns and the concerns of their communities in relation to the current state of the A5. I know members of Tyrone GA are here as well, and happy to meet them with some of my colleagues who are here. In recent months too. The statistics are important, but terrible as they are, they tell us just the facts. The stories we've heard, I know from many here earlier today, tell us the real impact those facts have upon families and communities. And as I've stated, the government stands by its commitments made in relation to the project thus far, building on the financial contributions already made a decade or more so. And the rationale to upgrade the road is well made and well known, and I look forward to the conclusion of the statutory process, hopefully by the year end, to provide a basis for further engagement and progress to take this project forward. And I appreciate you putting forward this motion this evening. And I'm going to